Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, and welcome to an encore presentation of Databank Brawl. This is a show we started way back in 2016 and ran all the way through early 2020. The episodes are buried deep in our archives, so we are re-releasing them, starting with episode one.
If you've never heard Databank Brawl, here's the deal. We pick two characters from the Star Wars databank and then make up a deadly fight between them. Pain, shame, and comedy ensue.
Yes, we hope you enjoy the jokes we made on purpose and the random comments about the future of Star Wars, which are now hilariously outdated. So with no further ado, here is Databank Brawl Rewind. As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there. Welcome to Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss them, and then make them fight for our amusement. I am your host. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. With me, as always, is Mr. Ken Knapsack.
Hey, great to be here. It's kind of weird not doing this in front of a live crowd like we got to do at Wizard World Las Vegas, but you guys will be just as entertaining as I hope.
Absolutely. It was absolutely great to do this in Las Vegas, like a city known for epic fights. And we were just pushing the glasses up and talking about Star Wars.
Bib Fortuna great. Versus Rancor. Yeah. Jar Jar versus Rankle.
And it was great. And also, Jennifer Landa returning.
Yes, this is my favorite. I love seeing these characters duke it out. So thank you for having me back.
Yeah, and I love having you on this, Jennifer, because you are a very studious person. You're about information, I don't give people information ahead of time about the battles. And I love watching you quickly write things down and process in a very intelligent, intellectual way.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have a wonderful guest with us. We have Matt Belknap.
Hey. Good to
Thank
be here.
Thank you so much for doing this. I know you're a big Star Wars fan and a big comedy guy, and this is Star Wars and comedy all mashed together.
And fights. I'm a big fight guy. Yeah. Not at all.
Super into violence?
No.
That's one of my favorite things is violence.
Yeah. It has its place. I mean, look, I love seeing stormtroopers get blown into the sky. Like, that's a relatively
and
new
you
advancement.
Had a great Facebook post about that. That was basically what the new era of Star Wars was.
Yeah, like, I thought it was weird that basically, like, Disney takes over Star Wars, and the main difference is that stormtroopers are dying in much more violent ways than they ever have before. Like, that's what Disney brought to the table.
Yeah. Shoot him in the head, shoot him in the leg, let's blow him up, let's hit him with a stick.
We need to see these guys fly into the air.
Yeah. So true.
And it's like, not only, like, it's like, I know we're not here to talk about the Rogue One trailer. We have already done that, of course. But, like, I just love that they carried that over into Rogue One. Yeah. Like, we're not leaving that in the main trilogy. We're going to have stormtroopers have to be flying through the air all the time.
That's right. And we'll do some stormtroopers special episodes, I think, and really fly them into pieces. But for this, we're going to do a Rebels specific episode. If you're listening to this for the first time, what we do is I get the character information right off of StarWars.com databank. So the text that I'm about to read you about this character is what Lucasfilm officially thinks of this character, of what this character is. Then we'll talk a little bit about the character, we'll introduce the next character, and then they will fight. Here we go. Our first character is Chopper. Chopper was the resident droid of the Ghost, assisting the crew in everything from ship maintenance to combat. Good for him. Even though he didn't always want to. After many years of repairs and patch jobs, Chopper had a beat-up, worn look that matched his sometimes cranky personality. Aesthetics aside, he was an essential part of this small rebel team and ultimately was loyal and heroic. So, that's what Lucasfilm wants us to believe about Chopper. You guys, what do you think of Chopper? Do you feel like this is an accurate representation, or do you have a different take on his character?
I think it's accurate. I think, as you all know, I kind of love referring to Chopper as Chopper the Fart Bot. That's something Maude Garrett, my old Jedi Alliance co-host, kind of embedded in my brain, and I could never get it out. I like Chopper. I don't. He's sometimes too precocious for my taste. In Rebels. I struggle with the show, as a lot of people know, but I overall like Rebels and like what they're doing. Chopper sometimes works for me. Sometimes he's the reason I'm not watching the show as much. He is C1-10P is his full name.
That's right.
And his homeworld is Lazen.
Now, you're getting this from Wikipedia, which is all going to be fresh and new because it's all canon. Because they have their tab for canon and legends.
Yes.
And Chopper never existed in Legends.
Correct.
So in theory, Wikipedia should be correct.
Yeah, and we just go on here to get some
fun stuff.
Some information to kind of let Jennifer write more stuff down.
Yeah.
He's a C1 series astromech droid. I can list his equipment.
Yeah. Do they have a list of his appendages?
Yeah, that's helpful. Because
that's going to become vital in his fighting.
Arc wielder, rocket booster, computer probe, electroshock prod, fire extinguisher, good to have, grasping arms, three of them, holo projector, buzzsaw, and a spark projector.
Right. And then an MP3 for playing farts. Right?
That's right.
And he has what could only be described as a single wheel that comes out like the.
Oh,
was that character on Mask? That weird scooter guy?
Yes, on Mask. You're absolutely right.
What was that guy's name? Bebop or.
I forget, but I love points for the reference to Mask. Yeah. One of my favorite shows.
Damn
in the
80s. What's that guy's name? Yeah, that was a crazy robot. he turned into a one wheeled scooter for Matt Tracker's son to ride around on. But anyway, that wheel, I don't know if that's a tool or, I mean, he sometimes just wheels it out just for style points, I feel like.
Yeah, just to kind of annoy people, like just like a kid on a skateboard.
Yeah.
Like, look what I can do.
Because he already has two legs that presumably have the same wheels that the R2 units have.
Right. And he can fly around.
Right.
How do you feel about him? I know you're also a little mixed on Rebels as a TV show.
Yeah, generally, I don't like Chopper. I feel like he's just like way too annoying and obnoxious. But I do, one thing I will say, I respect the fact that they seem to have said, hey, you know, the cutest type of thing in the Star Wars universe consistently, the astromech droid. What if one of them was a huge asshole? Like, that seems to be the take. That was like what they were like, yeah, people love R2 a little too much. And obviously everyone's going to love BB-8. Let's make a guy who's just completely repellent as a personality.
Let's never sell a single toy of Trevor.
So like, I kind of admire him for being just like a dick. He's just a dick.
Well, I think that evolution was almost done on purpose, because he starts out really annoying, like a little brother with like little pesky pokey things. And then he verges into becoming like a sociopath, where he seems like, I want to hurt you to see pain in your eyes kind of moments.
Right.
And then right at the end of this this second season, he has like that really selfish episode where he's just like, I want my arm. None of you bastards ever take care of me, and I deserve something too. So the sociopathy turned into actual, like, he's got a little bit of perspective of like,
is he just
stop crapping on
him? Has he been abused or neglected, and that's why he acts that way? Like, because like nobody ever thinks of him or looks out for him? Is that
Well, there was a little bit of heart to that, of like that Hera was the one that he cares about, because Hera always does repair him. But also, like, it did seem like that he was exposing a double standard, where like if Ezra's arm got cut off, they'd be like, we need to get to a medical station right away. And like, oh, a part of Chopper fell off. We'll deal with it eventually. And Chopper was finally just like, screw you.
But in their defense, he had a replacement strut that was fine. It just was a different color. Totally like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, he was just being a prima donna or something. Yes. I don't know what his problem was.
In the official data bank, after many years of repairs and patch jobs.
Yeah.
So he's had it. He wants to look pretty.
At the end of his rope.
He deserves it. By the way, Matt, Scott Tracker rode T-Bob.
T-Bob. Thank you. What did I say? Bebop?
Bebop. Short for thingamabob. I could not go on in life without remembering.
Oh, understandable. And Jennifer, you have not watched a lot of Rebels.
No, I haven't.
We've probably poisoned your Chopper viewpoint. But what's your emotional reaction to what you're learning about Chopper?
Well, now that you guys are giving me this whole different perspective on him, I actually kind of thought he was funny when I watched the show. Mm-hmm. I thought he was a cantankerous little guy, and he had a lot of spunk. One thing that they're saying here is that he has masculine programming.
Where did you read that?
This is on Wikipedia. Masculine programming.
There is a reason it's Databank Brawl and not Wikipedia Brawl.
True.
So we're fine to reference that. We can take it into account.
Oh,
But we must know that it might not be canon that he has masculine programming.
I think that just refers to the pronouns they use, because droids
not his
like
attitude.
R2KT is clearly feminine,
right?
Almost every other droid is masculine, so I can't even think of a second droid that would. Oh, that one in Maz Kanata's castle, that weird
ME8D9, I think.
Whoa!
Wow! Woo.
Damn!
Grimshaw for the win!
Yeah.
Now, a real quick sidebar on that: statue above on top of the castle, is that droid? Because it's not Maz, right?
What I always thought it was Maz.
No, I think it is Maz.
Yeah, Maz, like her saying welcome. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe I'm just mixing things up in my head. But
it's either Maz or Ray's mom. Those are the obvious solutions. So you just saw Jennifer the last episode of season two, in which Chopper has now become, instead of just annoying or pesky or a side character, he has value.
He's like, very helpful.
Because he was taking care of business. He did an actual functional good job.
Yeah.
In the season two.
Wait, did you see the first? Forget which was it. There was a two-part thing, or he finds oh, it might have been the one before you saw, which is he basically finds the rebel base for them, or he helps to find the new rebel base.
Yeah.
So that was his like coming out party as a character. It's like he's got his own thing going on. He meets this other guy who's kind of a C-3PO type to his R2, and they actually help the rebels find a safe place to put down roots.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I actually did like that. It was good to see him being useful not just a
an annoying, vain little jerk.
Just randomly shocking Ezra out of bed.
Droid.
Just because he's had some whatever sort of alcohol that droids can drink. Ken, you normally find us a quote. And I think we can do that for Chopper, can't we?
Well, it's from Ezra Bridger, who, as we all know, is Supreme Leader Snoke. This junky little astromech droid keeps the ghost running. Lucky for him, he's good at it because he's a pain.
That's a quote from Ezra about Chopper. Okay, so Chopper, not well liked, doesn't have friends. He does have friends. He has Hera. Yeah. Anyway, so I think that's enough about Chopper. We're going to go on to his combatant and learn about this person. This character is also from Rebels. It is Eighth Brother Inquisitor. And here is his official databank entry. Nimble and menacing, the Eighth Brother was a deadly Tyrellian Jango Jumper Inquisitor. Dispatched by Darth Vader, he was sent to Malachor to attempt to find and capture Maul, and instead found himself face-to-face with Ezra Bridger, Kanan Jarrus, and Ahsoka Tano. The Eighth Brother often used his double-bladed spinning lightsaber to propel himself through the air, making for sneak attacks and quick escapes. This method proved unwise, however, when he jumped off the edge of the Malachor Sith Temple with his damaged lightsaber and fell to his death. Yeah. So here's our first really, really fresh character. He just got introduced in that last episode, and then he was gone.
Yeah. Right.
Although the last time that happened, it was Darth Maul, and they can't get rid of him now. This guy might come back. You never know.
Yeah, he's Rey's dad. Yeah. So what did you guys think about the Eighth Brother Inquisitor?
I actually really liked his design.
Yeah.
I'm iffy on some of the Inquisitor designs, but some of it's overall really cool. I like the fifth sister, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
I think that's a great character.
She's the seventh sister,
the other one's the fifth brother. Okay, you're right. So seventh sister, which sounds like some kind of weird play we're in here. But if she had been the only villain and we got to learn more about her, I was all on board for the design and kind of a badass evil female character. Character was awesome. The fifth brother, I thought, looked ridiculous.
Terrible.
Yeah. And that
worst
hat,
one. Yeah.
The Grand Inquisitor was.
He
great.
Looks like a character from that show Gargoyles. Remember
does,
that?
Oh does kind God. Of. When you say the worst one went, it does seem like there's going to be like an Inquisitor fashion show where they're just walking down the runway.
Which one? Brother is wearing a sensible hat. Yeah. But the eighth brother had this like kind of samurai medieval kind of knight kind of look to him.
Right.
And I actually was like, oh, cool. Is this going to be? Nope, he's dead.
Yeah,
right.
So I had a good emotional reaction to the eighth.
Okay,
brother.
Okay. Yeah. How about you, Jennifer? When you didn't have as much Inquisitor baggage when you saw that episode. You're desperately trying to look up facts on your phone.
I am. Well,
speak from your gut for a moment, and I'll let you go back to your phone. When you saw him in Rebels, I know you weren't as used to Inquisitors, but then you saw this nimble, menacing guy. Were you like that? Oh, that's the Inquisitor to beat, or were you just like, eh, I don't care.
I thought it was cool. I was like, is this what I've been missing? I loved the spinning lightsabers, although, you know, when they all kind of flew away, it did seem a little bit silly. I don't know.
It was
helicopter
definitely
lightsabers.
Retreat.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason I picked Eighth Brother Inquisitor, because I wanted to talk a little bit about the helicopter lightsabers and how we all felt about those. Was it a step too far? I feel like every time we've got to have a new advanced lightsaber. Every time I think it's too ridiculous, I ended up falling in love with Kylo Ren's lightsaber. I thought it was too ridiculous when I first saw it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now we got actual traveling locomotion. We got Sith apprentice type guys flying up in the sky like Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're sneaky at all with those things. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it came off more like Sherry Bobbins. Mary Poppins. I like the lightsabers themselves. I'm okay with them. The double bladed.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, fine. Multifunctional lightsabers. But it was literally that they flew away and it was going.
Exactly.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I'll say, I mean, just to speak for the audience that I think the show sort of aimed at a little bit. My kids seem to love that. And I could see myself as a kid being like, that's cool. You can actually fly away with these things. My problem was, always my problem when they introduce new lightsaber types is that you're diminishing like everything that came before it and making everything like you're basically making Maul's double lightsaber less cool. Like that suddenly seems real shade, like a hunk of junk. And then just a regular lightsaber is for complete chumps. Like you only have one blade. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Just so I really hated that he could helicopter away. Now the other Inquisitors, you might not realize this, Jennifer, but like they actually have had like the Grand Inquisitor had the same style lightsaber.
Yeah.
He never flew around with it.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he fell to his death because he didn't have that functionality. But then
he didn't have the helicopter upgrade.
Maybe afterwards they were like, "Hey, you guys, we could have done
yeah.
just spin them all just a little faster,
just a little anti-grav pack somewhere in there." But what annoyed me was that they introduced it as this guy, the Eighth Brother's special thing, and then the other two suddenly can do do it too. What the hell's up with that? Like, I thought that should be unique to him. If you're going to make that the thing, right? Weren't they also suddenly flying around?
Or? Yeah. And if he is nimble and menacing, there's nothing nimble about Fifth Brother, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a big chunk of Inquisitor.
Yeah.
But the Seventh Sister, to call him nimble, like, that doesn't, he's basically a male version of the Seventh Sister to me. Like,
it's
pretty close. They're not that different. And so in a weird way, it felt a bit like a retread when I first saw him, but I like, you know, his helmet was pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you got anything on him? Do you have a?
Not a lot.
Did he speak?
He did. Well, yeah. So the quote they have here is from Kanan to the Eighth Brother. "You're the fourth Inquisitor we've seen. How many are there?" And he responds, "More than enough for the two of you. Nothing can save you." That's rule of two bullshit there.
Yeah.
There's something going on there, but yeah, then not a lot listed for the Eighth Brother. Just like the species, gender, male, skin color, blue, gray, but not a lot. Okay. No weapons. It's all that we've seen in that episode.
Okay, so Trellian, is there anything more? Because we are told he's a Trellian Django jumper.
Django jumper, which I do not know what that is.
I think that means he's wearing overalls of some kind, right? He's got a Django jumper?
He's got a sensible jumper on.
Oh my.
he's got pajamas that look like Django Fett. That's how I'm going to interpret that.
I'm going to click on...
I'm actually having dinner at Django Jumper tonight. If you guys want to join me. The buffet is to die for.
The Inquisitor poppers are great. Django jumpers.
Yeah. It sounds like a...
I'm going to chop her down on some grub at Django jumpers.
Oh.
All right. I looked up the Turian Django jumpers and...
Interesting. It's interesting.
Okay.
That takes us
down another path.
Jennifer has shown me a picture of a Trellian Django jumper, and I recognize this character from Clone Wars.
Yes. Yeah. They mentioned that in the, I was watching the Rebels Recon with my daughter for that episode, and they mentioned that that species was first introduced in Clone Wars.
Okay, so this is important to our actual fight. So even if he didn't have a spinny helicopter blade, he is really good at jumping as that character in the Clone Wars. So Turlian Django jumper doesn't mess around when it comes to jumping.
Okay.
real good at jumping. I don't know why they ripped off the Django name, but
yeah.
There we go.
Any other emotional responses about the Eighth Brother Inquisitor?
I'm good. I'm ready to fight them, man.
Yeah. In that case, let us fight.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Right. So, this will be a just vicious brawl between the Eighth Brother, Inquisitor, and Chopper. They obviously exist in the same era. If we want to stay within canon, this is before his appearance. But, you know, since one of them is going to die, it's not really canon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, where do we think this altercation is happening? What's leading up to it?
I think it's got to be near that Jedi temple, but maybe...
The Sith Temple?
The Sith Temple.
Okay, excuse me, the Sith Temple.
But what you didn't see on that episode is, you know, they travel a lot. There's a lot of traveling in Rebels. They're in that little ship.
Yeah.
It's tight quarters. So before they start a lot of the missions, the crew, the Ghost, or whether they're driving the little side ship, the Phantom, they like to get a bathroom break in. They like to catch up. So I think they parked the ship at a little spaceport.
Right. So they were in search of knowledge and a porta potty.
Right, right. And since we're kind of messing around with canon here, it was before they went into that Sith temple.
Okay.
So Kanan's getting like a hot dog at a space stand there. All that kind of stuff's going on.
On Malachor.
Yeah.
On
the ancient Malachor. Yeah, the Malachor food court.
So an evil hot dog.
There's a whole planet that they haven't explored. I mean, like, we only saw that underground temple. There's a planet full of multi-purpose shopping centers that you can explore.
Strip malls, yeah. Like
they sell, jumpers.
Yes. Sure. Oh, right, right. Actual jumpers.
While they're away, they're obviously, what do they always do with Chopper? They're saying, Chopper, watch the Phantom. Right.
He's not having it.
And so, like, he's sitting there guarding it. And then along comes the Eighth Brother, who's looking for Darth Maul. That's why he's here. Right. He's been sent for Maul. And so he's got to get some food. You okay, Jennifer?
You broker.
He's got to get some food, too. These brothers and sisters and the Inquisitors, they eat.
Brothers got to eat.
Brothers got to eat.
Sisters got to eat. I mean, you can't jump on no calories.
Right. Yeah. So he parks his ship sensibly, I might add. The Eighth Brother isn't as reckless as some of the
other. He's got a ship. He's not just he's not just going through hyperspace on his spinny blade.
Does he have one of those prototype ties that we see?
That is his ship, I think. Maul takes it at the end. So he parks his little modified TIE fighter there because he needs to get a burger before he looks for Maul too. And that's when they run into each other.
Mm.
He sees the Phantom.
Okay. So Matt, Chopper's going, he doesn't want to be at the ship, right? I mean, he wants to go wander.
Right. As he's wanted to do.
Yeah. So maybe he
sees another spare part that he wants to add to.
Yeah, I think so. Let's decide what spare, because he sees something that he thinks is going to make him look real nice, because we know that he cares about aesthetics.
Right.
So what does he see that says, that makes Chopper say, I don't care about my duties. I need to make that a part of my body.
Here's what you've never seen this on an astromech droid, but he sees a cape and he's like, you know what? Why not? It's time. We got to step this up.
Will make them respect me, yeah. Says Chopper.
Look, you guys have seen all my tricks. You've seen all my gadgets, but you've never seen me flying through the air with my jet boosters with a cape flapping in the breeze behind me.
It would garner a lot of respect for Chopper.
Totally.
Right. Yeah. He'd be considered powerful at that point.
Yeah. We only see respectable characters in Star Wars with capes.
Right. And admirals.
Yeah, people in charge.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what he's thinking. Okay. He's like, I got to get a little more respect around
so
here.
So does he see like a straight up cape store or?
I think it's just, it's on the rack of, you know, like every convenience store has like two sweatshirts. He's like, it's just on a rack next to the, you know, next to the stack of water bottles. Do they have water bottles in Star Wars?
It's like the Malachor tourism store. It's like, this is Malachor on it, the Hollywood hat, and it's got a Malachor cape.
Maybe it's actually an Inquisitor cape stand. They're like, want to like dress like an Inquisitor. Or no, actually, because the Sith temple is there, I guess it would be a Sith.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty plenty of Sith have worn capes.
So yeah, they're, sure. They're into capes, the Sith.
Sure.
So
it's like a Sith cape, but
okay.
So Jennifer, the eighth brother Inquisitor, he's getting a burger. He needs to fuel up. He needs calories to jump and use his helicopter blade. And what does he see something while he's chowing down this burger that he also wants at this used clothing store?
I think it's a coincidence where maybe he's trying to walk somewhere and he bumps into Chopper.
Oh, the eighth brother Inquisitor just walks into him?
Yeah.
Nimble and menacing as he is, he just walks into the brightly colored droid.
Yeah.
And he trips over him like an ottoman on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Exactly.
I would believe
exactly.
it.
Exactly. He's like, watch it. And that just sets Chopper off.
Okay. Now, I think Chopper got his cape because I want to picture this fight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With
yes.
Chopper in a cape. Yeah, No.
I jumped ahead.
No, you didn't. I asked where they met. But I'm going to put this in canon of our story.
Okay.
That Chopper's got that cape because that just makes me so damn happy.
He was trying it on. Right. He hasn't maybe bought it.
Because that makes sense. Like, emotionally, like, Chopper's like, finally, I will have respect. Yeah. I have a cape. They can't mock me anymore.
Oh, and the cape has a hood, obviously, because a good Sith cape has to have a hood.
Yeah.
So he's using his little retractable arms to pull the hood over his head. Yeah. And that somehow makes it hard for the eighth brother to see him.
Okay.
He's like admiring himself in the glass of the sodas are.
So Chopper is in this moment where he's like, finally, I look beautiful. I will be respected. Yeah. And then this asshole just rams into him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think Chopper actually instigates this.
Oh, naturally.
He has to.
Because who else would start this fight?
Right.
Beep-bop, boops, and farts his way into the Inquisitor's ankle.
I would say the eighth brother, for an Inquisitor, is actually a little bit like, hey, I don't want any trouble here.
I'm just here for Maul. That's straight up in my databank.com profile.
I'm not looking for a droid fight right now.
Okay. So
the Inquisitor's standing down initially.
I think he zaps the living hell out of the Inquisitor's knee.
Exactly.
Right. And that's important to a jumper.
Yeah.
You can't mess with a jumper's knee.
Oh, okay. It's going to take away some of his leap ability.
Yeah.
His rise is going to be cut in half.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to dunk the way he's used to.
Yeah. Like, come on, I got a rec league game on Sunday.
All right, so Chopper just gives it to him, shocks him hard in the knee. Mm. And even then the eighth brother's like, I'm just here for Maul. Don't push me, little droid. So what happens is you keep pushing.
Obviously, Chopper busts out one of his signature moves, which is the hood comes down. He starts spinning that head around with the arms sticking out. Just that that crazy. What's that called? Does he call that the tornado? I'm not sure what that move is.
Is it an attack or is it like he's trying to look big? When you get menaced by a bear, you're supposed to try to look big.
Yeah, yeah.
So he does the chop-nado.
He's raising his robo hackles.
His hackles are up. His arms are spinning. And Inquisitor, the eighth brother, is just like, back away. I'm here for another mission. Stupid astromech droid. And now Chopper's, because now he's disparaged.
Yeah.
He feels disparaged.
Yeah.
And Chopper, as we've seen in season two, he's up to his little droid arms and his antennae and being disparaged and overlooked and mistreated. Mm-hmm. Only Hera really has an affinity for him. Everyone else kind of likes him, kind of doesn't like him. So he's had it. He snaps.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And what if he is just like, that cape makes you look like a little turd? Look at he's like really digs in down on the cape itself.
Like you'll never be Sith. You're just a fart bot.
Okay. So does Chopper just lose it? Does he have higher ordinance that we don't know about? Does he just try to like blast him? What can Chopper do? Chopper is as angry as Chopper has ever been, and he also recognizes like this is an actual evil person, so I can unload.
Right.
So Chopper unloading. What is that? How?
And Jennifer, Matt, tell me if you disagree, but I think that Chopper's a wheel comes down.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He's gonna bring the wheel down.
Wheel down. Yeah. And he backs up. And almost like one of those pull toys you used to pull back.
Oh, yeah.
And let go and it flings forward. He's now going to charge straight
on. Gets a little
on.
Runway in front of him. Yeah.
Yep.
And then he has the shocker. What's that thing called?
Not to be confused with the sexual.
The prod. Yeah.
Yep.
So I think that's his main source of.
Is it a shocking prod or is it his computer probe?
No, it's two different things.
Two different things. You can choose, but I think you're talking about the electro prod.
Yeah, it's basically
electroshock.
It seems like every astromech droid has this.
Right.
R2 has one. BB-8 has one.
Okay.
So I think that's the best he's going to do in terms of doing damage on this guy. And he's already used it once in this scenario.
Yeah, see, I think he maybe wants to just
supercharge it.
Yeah, I think he wants to supercharge it, or I think he just wants to pop everything open, and even if it's not appropriate. Like, this computer probe isn't going to pierce you, but it's, you know, if
all hands on deck right now.
All appendages on deck, exactly.
Right.
So, yeah, I think, yeah, he rears back, and then he just opens up everything.
Yep.
Sticks everything he's got out.
Yeah,
and he just...
Kind of like when R2 gets shocked in Jedi when he's trying to open the thing. Everything's going off at once.
Gotcha. Yeah, so this terrifying sight now, the cloak billowing with power as he sails towards the Eighth Inquisitor. And obviously he's got to jump, right?
Obviously.
The Eighth Inquisitor.
And that's the thing, is that he just starts laughing with each jump, you know. He's But I mean, so it's almost like, how is this gonna work? Because he can just... He's so nimble.
Okay, yeah.
He's jumping over the Cheetos.
Right, okay.
You know?
Oh, this is beautiful. So this is happening for a while then. This is becoming a chase where the brother is mocking him. So just for my own oral, A-U-R-A-L, pleasure, Jennifer, can you make the noises of the Inquisitor jumping away while Ken, you can swear as Chopper so we can just like really hear this insulting battle happening?
not so fast.
Okay, so this goes on for a while.
Yeah.
And so I want to interject, though.
Yeah, please.
So the Inquisitor's laughing mockingly at him.
Yeah.
Taunting him.
It just came naturally.
I thought maybe he would be laughing at the ridiculousness of a droid thinking he could fight an Inquisitor, and that might actually impair his ability to both jump and fight.
Oh, right. He can't jump.
He can't stop laughing because it's so ridiculous to see Chopper coming at him. So now he's at a disadvantage. Chopper might see an opening here.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think he's jumped.
There's some leaping that's happened, and then you're right. He just can't. Yeah. It's like I can't even take this.
Between the gadgets and the farts, I just don't know what to make of this.
I can't do it. What's happening to me? I'm here to fight Maul, and now I got this droid in a cape.
Yeah. Which that alone is hilarious. But then you've got this. You know, suddenly he thinks he's a bull charging. A matador.
Yeah, right. And his helicopter lightsaber hasn't even come out yet. So now Chopper's seen the lightsaber before. So what if this is how Chopper takes advantage of his moment where the Eighth Brother's like, you can't do anything. Just, I'm a little winded from laughing at you and jumping. Just come at me. What if Chopper fires his little rocket, zips past the Eighth Brother Inquisitor, and actually grabs his saber in his two little head arms.
Oh, okay.
And suddenly the Chop NATO is not so funny anymore.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
when you have
a
spinning lightsaber.
I like that. So he turns it on, becoming the first droid other than, well, you can't count Grievous. He was a cyborg, really, but the first droid ever to wield a lightsaber in the Star Wars world.
Now we're talking.
Okay. And now he's spinning. And now the Eighth Brother Inquisitor is in trouble.
Yes.
Now he knows.
Yes.
And now we're going to get into some deep canon discussion, guys, because sometimes a Force user can use the Force to pull their weapon out of another person's hand, and sometimes they can't.
Right.
Is the Eighth Brother Inquisitor powerful enough in the Force that he can steal his lightsaber back, or is Chopper about to cut him to ribbons?
Well, the Eighth Brother did occupy a position in the Jedi Order, according to the internet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's fact or not, but
is
I'm
that
reading,
on Wikipedia
I'm reading
or?
It now. Okay. But much like some of the other Inquisitors, he maybe came from the light side, so he got some Force powers.
Okay.
I don't know. To answer your question, I don't know.
I'm going to say that the droid's a droid's grip is stronger. Like it's one thing to pull your weapon away from another living thing.
Yeah,
but like. Basically, Chopper's locking in on this thing like it was designed to go into his claws. That's like they're like hand in glove right now. So like you're not going to get that out of there easily, I don't think. Like I feel like that's a different level of strength.
Right. Yeah.
It would be hard to use the Force. And also, I mean, the Eighth Brother is going to be a little bit taken aback by this. Like I don't think he wasn't expecting this kind of fight.
Yeah, he's going to have one of those moments in life where you have where suddenly everything's gone wrong and then you just flash that frozen moment of how did I get here?
Right.
Right,
yeah.
What bad choice? I can track this back to that bad choice I made 18 years ago.
Right, I didn't.
That this is happening to me right now.
Shouldn't have stopped for this hot dog.
this burger will be the end of me.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I think this is it.
Is there any hope for the Eighth Brother Inquisitor, or is Chopper going to just cut him to ribbons? He's flying with his own rocket power. The helicopter nature of this lightsaber is spinning. Chopper's head itself is spinning. There's so much spinning.
And it really comes down to his emotional state. You know, Chopper is just, he wants to prove himself. He wants to find it within himself to be like, you know what? No, I'm tired of this. I deserve that arm or whatever it is that you're saying. You know, like, I'm not going to be pushed aside anymore. I'm going to prove my worth.
Ken is looking troubled.
I want to give the eighth brother a little bit of a chance here, a moment in the sun. I feel bad that a skilled warrior like this would be so just easily defeated by Chopper. Though I agree with Matt. I think he's so caught off guard by this and the laughter and everything there. Yeah. But I think at one point he recovers, and I think he's near the food court now. He's back in the Malincourt food court, and he's maybe tips over a table. He's gathering himself. He tips over a table. He's kind of hiding. He's kind of planning his strike, and I think he will strike because Chopper now is he's really chuffed. He's overconfident now. Mm-hmm. Chopper's finally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think Chopper has to have airbuzzed him a couple of times, so now he knows Eighth Brother knows that he's in trouble, and it does say in his official databank that he is good at sneak attacks and quick escapes, so certainly he could see a lot of valuable tools flying around in the food court.
I will also say, I think Chopper, well, two things. One, Chopper might not really 100% be able to calculate how to use the helicopter and his own jet propulsion at the same time. That might throw him off. Oh. Also, now that we're in the food court, it's a little more close quarters. There's not as much room to move around. Uh-huh. I think he might get himself into a little trouble here.
Right.
Because he's not, it's not open playing field anymore. He's now. So I think if the Inquisitor can just get under and by him, maybe he could sort of corner him a little bit. And now he's going to retake the advantage because Chopper is going to be out of moves and maybe is having trouble stabilizing.
Like a helicopter a wonky helicopter. And I think the Eighth Brother kind of sneaks under there, does maybe one of those force runs that the Jedi only use when they need to, not when they should. He gets over there and we're in the food court. So they do on Malachor, the food court, have something called saber dogs, which is kind of like corn dogs, but they're painted, they're dipped in red and they're basically for, for a dollar, you get a little saber dog, and it's kind of part of your fun. And he starts grabbing saber dogs and whipping them at Chopper.
Does he use the force to just throw all of the saber dogs that he can in the area?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, one at a time, and then all of a sudden, boom, and they're just clunking up against Chopper.
Right, and Chopper's trying to cut him, but he doesn't have
calories dripping off of the side of Chopper as he's trying to.
This is just like Luke on Bespin. It's exactly the same. He's trying to cut the saber dogs, but he can't.
And maybe Chopper gets a little off balance and has to use one of his arms to hold himself up, but then that tips the helicopter blades in a direction that flips him over. Now he's going hurly burly all over the damn place, and he might even lose his grip on that lightsaber, and then that's a whole new ball game.
Yeah. Cool. So let's say he does. Let's say he gets hit with saber dogs. He smashes into a display of T-shirts for the burger place. he falls over. The saber has been dropped, and it's up for the grabs. Now I think at this point, these guys have both been angered. They've both been wounded. They've both been humiliated, and one of them has to die. And it's just who's going to grab that saber first and just make that killing blow as they come together.
Well, what's funny in that moment where the blade is sitting there on the ground, Chopper actually reaches out and tries to use the force, but can't, and realizes in the moment that that's not how the force works. He's actually the first to say that.
Yes, he has the moment of hubris of the cloak was just a cloak.
Yeah,
but then by the time he picked up the saber, he had started to believe no. I am the first droid Jedi.
Yes.
I can do this. Right. So so he's having some moments of doubt. Certainly the Eighth Brother is ashamed. Mm-hmm. His mission is to find and defeat Maul, not just F up a court Maul fighting a droid.
A C1 astromech.
So I'm going to take the poll at this point because I think we're down to the killing blow. Jennifer, I'll start with you. Who do you think deserves to win this battle? Who do you think should?
Well, now, maybe the Eighth Brother.
Really?
I mean,
did Chopper flew too close to the sun?
I think he got cocky. He did. He was overconfident, and you know what? It's the Eighth Brother. He's going to do it.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I have a look. They're the bad guys, but I have a lot of respect for the Inquisitors because that's a tough job, and they're very dedicated, and they don't back off their job. And I think again, to take another quote from another movie, I think for me, and we'll see where Matt goes with this, and you, Joseph, but I think the Eighth Brother grabs a lightsaber and just gets over Chopper and says, "Your overconfidence was your weakness."
Fair enough. Matt, how do you feel about this battle?
I feel the way I felt going into it, which is that there's no way a droid can beat an Inquisitor. It's just ridiculous that it would even be a question. But that said, if I were writing the scene, what I would, where I would go from this moment is the Inquisitor force pulls the saber into his hand, starts spinning up, you know, getting ready for the kill shot, and Chopper, with his last bit of juice in his battery, just uses, blasts himself forward head first, hits the hand, the hilt of the blade, and knocks the lightsaber into the Inquisitor's face and takes his whole face off.
Well, I think this is the first time we were going to have a draw because we're 2-on-2 for opinion. Because okay. I feel Chopper should win as well. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to say that what both of you described happens. Yeah. That yeah. Inquisitor gets it, says his overconfidence is his weakness. Chopper has that moment of truth. We're like, yep, I am not a Jedi. I need to go back to my droid ways. I'll hit him in the gut with my head. Old school.
Yeah.
And one end of the saber goes right into its brother's mouth, right out the back of his head. The other blade straight into Chopper's little astromech brain.
Oh, no.
And it's like,
but
it's like,
it can be rebuilt.
Yeah. It's like a double bladed saber dog. They've both been.
I like that steward. Ending. I like that ending. It's fair. It's a good way to settle a tie. I also feel like while we've seen Sith be rebuilt in Maul's case, I feel like droids have a better track record of coming back from that kind of damage.
Right.
Yeah. So I like the idea that the Chopper will live to fight another day.
Yeah. Yeah. Like maybe I'll get some more good body parts, and who knows, maybe even the Eighth Brother Inquisitor can come back from a lightsaber through the mouth.
Maybe he'll get a cybernetic mouth.
Yeah. Well, and in that final fight on Malachor, imagine if that did happen in the food court only hours before.
Yeah.
Imagine the subtext when Chopper and the Eighth Brother run into each other in their final fight. Now you have some subtext that episode Rebels might have lacked.
It gives it some weight of like, we can't let anyone else know this ever happened.
Yeah.
Did they? Either of us.
I forget now. Did they interact in that scene, in that episode?
I can't remember. Chopper does do some work to screw up the TIE fighters.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's real productive in that episode. He does do a good job.
Uh-huh. He's flying all over the place.
Some vengeance in Chopper's motives.
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah. This is perhaps my biggest journey as a Star Wars fan, from an absolute Chopper hater to the point where I complained on him on a podcast and got angry tweets, to the point where I advocate that he can beat a Sith apprentice.
Yeah. Beautiful. In a duel. Well, now they're going to complain that they're not Sith apprentices.
Well, I know they're not Sith apprentices, but they are.
Yeah. It's very.
We'll save that for another episode.
Yeah, one of them could get promoted.
They don't have the title of Sith, but why else are they doing it? I mean, there's somebody who's doing the job without the title. And just like in real life, like, if I'm doing the job, give me the title.
They're like Sith interns.
They're Sith interns.
I like that.
Yeah. Sith interns.
Anyway, a separate battle. So we won't go to that well too often of having a draw, but this one just seemed too beautiful.
Yes, perfect.
Too special.
That saber had two blades for a reason. We just found out why.
Excellent. Well, you can, of course, find us on Twitter at ForceCenterPod, and you can tweet at us characters that you would like to see fight. Please use the hashtag DataBankBrawl so we can fight them. We invite you to suggest matchups, but what we like almost more is just individual characters, because then we can put them together ourselves. So matches or individual characters, tweet them at us. Guys, I'd like to go around and let people know where they can find you on the social media. Jennifer?
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Lander, and all my social media sites, the same name.
Excellent. Ken?
At Ken Napsuck across all social media platforms, including now Snapchat, where I feel like an old man who does not know how to work the little magic box in my hand.
Awesome. I'm going to add you.
Add me. I think I added you. I don't know.
Oh, really?
You might occasionally accidentally get a picture of my water cup. I don't know what I'm doing on there. I feel I'm 4 years too late to the party. But
if you ever figure it out, explain it to me, because I'm staying away for now. But I'm at Matt Belknap on Twitter, and you can follow me on Facebook too. I think it's just Matt Belknap. And check out Never Not Funny on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts.
Awesome. I'm at Joseph Scrimshaw on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat. It's just, I figured it out. I was trained by young people. And it's just so much work. It's so much investment of time to make it worthwhile. Once in a while, I open it up and I use one of the weird filters to give myself a horrible face. And then, bam, I'm out for 4 weeks. So follow me on Snapchat for that.
Great, I'll add you too.
Every 4 weeks, you'd like to see me with a weird face. You can also check out my podcast, Obsessed. That's on the Feral Audio Network. And find out out anything else you want about me at josephscrimshaw.com. That's pretty much all of it. You can like Force Center on Facebook and follow us on Twitter is at Force Center Pod. And until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said while no one was really listening to him, I care. That's it for Databank Brawl.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.